This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast and another feature review. This time it's Godzilla, King of Monsters. My name is Wayne.
King of the Monsters?
King of the Monsters.
And if I may even be more so bold, Godzilla 2 King of the Monsters, according to the poster in our cinema.
Is it really?
So in some territories it's been released that way, and with that pedanticism... That's even a word? I don't know. My name is Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Welcome to the podcast. All right, this week then, let's talk Godzilla 2, the third film in the Monsterverse, which they are spruiking. It's directed by Michael Dougherty, he of Trick or Treat and Krampus fame. It's screenplay by he and Zach Shields, with the story by Max Borenstein, Michael Dougherty, and Zach Shields. It stars Kyle Chandler, Vera Farmiga, Millie Bobby Brown, Bradley Whitford, Sally Hawkins, Charles Dance, Thomas Middleditch, and O'Shea Jackson Jr. It's 132 minutes long. The budget, a reported $170 to $200 million. It's been updated through Friday estimates around the world with $98 million thus far.
That's expensive.
Very expensive for this particular film. But that said, they obviously believe they're going to turn $400 million around the world. And I think they will, based on that opening day numbers. I'd be surprised if this isn't sitting at $250 by the end of the opening weekend, maybe even $300 around the world.
Okay.
All right, Wayne, what's it about?
Well, as Paul mentioned, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, or Godzilla 2, or whatever, is a sequel to the 2014 Godzilla film, which I can't remember. I really could not. It involves like members of this cryptozoological agency called Monarch, who face off against a battery of god-sized monsters, including Godzilla, who collides with Mothra, Rodan, and the ultimate nemesis, the three-headed King Ghidorah. Big-ass dragon-looking three-headed motherfucker. And then these super species, they're thought to be mere myths, but they rise again. They all vie for supremacy, which means they'll probably be eradicating humanity in the crossfire. This follows, basically, this broken-up family of Vera Farmiga, Kyle Chandler, and the kid from Stranger Things. And that's the movie.
Yeah. All right, then, Wayne, without going any further, and I don't know how long a review this will be, because I think it's a very simple film to review. First of all, non-spoilers. What did you think of Godzilla?
Meh. It's okay. It's a very good looking movie.
Correct.
I would say the special effects are very well done.
I'd also agree.
It's nice to look at, but it is essentially monsters fighting. I've seen that before. I don't believe there's anything particularly new here. And once again, with these movies, as they want to do sometimes, we have humans making stupid decisions. That really annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah, I 100% agree with everything you said. I'll add this.
Go on.
You do not give a single fuck about a single human life in this entire film. Now, this
even
is a film which is supposed to be about Titans returning to the world and laying waste to it as they seek to battle each other.
Right.
In the background, there are news clippings and then shots of people dying en masse, and just the film doesn't give a fuck, and therefore neither do we.
Exactly. It's portrayed in a way where you're supposed to overlook this mass carnage, and you just go, yeah, but then what am I supposed to care about? If they're saying lead characters, the answer is I don't.
And then, yeah, even the lead characters, they are just vessels for exposition.
Absolutely. You don't care about them.
I don't give a shit about anybody. Kyle Chandler is the worst hero. That I don't know if it's him.
No, it's the writing.
I think it's the writing.
This guy's fighting that lights guy. He's got a bit of presence. But
time after time, his characters do shit which put them in harm's way, and you're like, why?
Do you know what? Kyle Chandler is not so famous that when you see him in a lead in a big movie, it's kind of a surprise. He's the Treat Williams of now. Like, it's, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you don't quite get that. So
deep cut there.
You did a deep cut, but I've always thought that. So the thing that gave me the shits about this movie, right, is the odd sort of things they want me to swallow. And it seems like something small, but this is weird. Vera Farmiga, this is the first time she's given me the shits in a movie.
Because she's normally very good.
I usually adore her. And there's one moment where she's doing like a Skype chat. She's doing like a video call to the people. And as she's explaining what she's doing, there's intercut images, like footage of things that she's talking about during a Skype call. That means that she had to have this footage queued up, and this is bullshit. I was like, that gave me the shits. I'm like, wait, no one does that, okay? So that was already dumb. And her motivation, I won't spoil it, but the thing that she wants to do doesn't even really make sense for her as a character doing it. It's just, it doesn't play at all for me, and that gave me the shits. The main guy, Kyle Chandler, he does everything. If there's anything going on, he knows better than the military commanders. If there's an away team, he's on that team. He always says shit about, oh, no, that decision's bad. This is the thing. I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot. What did you think?
Yeah, look, I totally agree with virtually everything you said. I just thought it was hilarious that this this group of people were always front and center. Yes, I know they're chasing the Titans, but somehow they were always in harm's way. They were always at the exact right spot to view what was going on. Characters would just put themselves front and center in the middle of this carnage while thousands of people are dying around them and with seemingly little thought to their own safety or well-being.
Yeah. And more importantly, when it
And then when someone... Sorry, if I may interrupt you. And then when someone does die, and a few people do, of the main characters, you're like, the script just goes, meh.
You fucking forget about...
The film's like, eh.
Yeah, exactly.
So much so, in one case, I had to go, did that person just die?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
And then it popped up on screen, deceased. I'm like, oh, they did. Could anyone have given less of a shit?
Oh, yeah. And it's not like the actor involved is not a not well-known... It's just weird. It's really weird.
It's such a film of contrast. Again, let's talk about the good a little bit.
Okay, let's talk about the good
first. The monster fights are entertaining.
Entertaining, definitely. Agree.
They're mostly well shot. It does get a little bit too much on the shaky
A little
cam.
Bit messy in some spots where like, it's a bit too close or something. I didn't like that, and this movie hasn't can't afford to make that kind of mistake.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
But I just didn't give a shit. I think I've realized I'm not a kaiju person.
I knew I wasn't.
I'm not a big monsters fighting. There's I've not never cared. One of these films I thought, wow, with. I don't think this is as good as the original Godzilla. Because it's almost like this is the answer to that Godzilla.
Yes, it is. Because
Gareth Edwards' film took forever for Godzilla to show up. Mm-hmm. And when he was just sort of shrouded in cloud or behind hills and whatever else. And when he finally showed up, it was pretty glorious and whatever else. This film's just like fucking opening scene. Bam!
That's what it did. Because it heard that, Godzilla took too long to turn up. So this thing, he turns up immediately. Right? Or Bonson turns up immediately.
Whereas... They had Cranston and Aaron Taylor Thomas.
People said that he didn't do enough, so they made Kyle Chandler do everything. You know,
it's just exactly. And this is what happens when the internet or fan people determine a film. Mm-hmm. Like, you just go too far the other way, and it's dumb. I know it's a popcorn summer action film, but it's fucking dumb.
No, it needs to make you care.
It's offensively dumb. You don't give a shit about a single character. The fights are glorious. That's enough to get me to the point that I'm going to get to with my review.
Mm.
And I was entertained by the fights, but by halfway through the film, I realized, I don't give a shit. I fucking hope Monster Zero kills everybody. Because then we won't have to sit through another one of these fucking movies.
Well, what annoyed me was that there's bits where, like, I don't think this is a spoiler. At one stage, there is a monster flying through the air, and there's fighter jets around him, right? They're not even smart enough to just fly out of range of its paws and wings and stuff and not get smashed. I'm like, idiots, you're in a fighter plane, just fucking fly away. Or just don't hang right next to it. It's just, I hate that shit. That's Prometheus syndrome, where these supposed professionals do dumb shit.
Supposed intelligent. Yeah, exactly. There is a lot of dumb shit that happens in this particular film. All right, that's enough of the non-spoilers. Well, I think we've given now.
Okay.
We're very mixed
I just
wanted
to say one more thing.
Oh, please, go on.
There is some hokey dialogue in this. One of the characters is like, you know, if these stone walls could talk, the stories they could tell us. And some other people say like, oh my God, Zilla. That happens like twice in the movie. That actually happened. Who wrote that and who let it happen? And who?
I didn't notice that.
I saw it twice. I'm like, hell no. So yeah, please go.
No, that's all I want to say. The non-spoilers. Can we hit the spoiler button so we can?
Yeah, let's
not that it really matters, but we want to preserve
in
people
case
who
you're
haven't
interested.
Said it yet. Okay.
Spoilers.
All right, you've been warned. Wayne and I both mixed on this film. Here we go with the full-on spoilers. Man, when Sally Hawkins died, I lost my
Sally
shit
Hawkins.
Laughing.
But first of all, she gets eaten, whatever. Like, whatever.
I barely noticed. I blinked and she was gone.
Bam, she's gone. Absolutely gone. And that's like a biggish character. Like, she had a lot of lines.
Yeah, from the first film.
Yeah, and plus she's Sally Hawkins. She just almost got an Oscar. Did she get an Oscar? I can't remember. Anyway.
For
Shape of Water. Yeah. So, you know, that's something. But this is one of those, like, obviously they had enough money to just buy whoever they wanted. Except that doesn't really explain Kyle Chandler. But, yeah.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. And let me tell you. Vera Farmiga, once again, all right? Now, here's the problem I have, all right? She's got basically a Thanosian kind of view on how she's going to save humanity is basically downsize the population by letting kaijus kill everyone, all right? Now, if you're Thanos, that makes sense because you're a hard warrior and you're this guy.
Well,
you're
also,
evil.
You can be assured of it. You go...
Exactly.
And half the world, the universe... Right. Disappears.
And then there's war
no
for everyone else.
Certainty with this fucking plan.
Yeah, she's like, this might work.
What if the kaijus rampage through everyone and kill everything?
Everything, exactly. She wants to basically let them go.
Titans, they call them Titans.
Titans, whatever, yeah. But that way, but the other thing is as well, she's not this evil overlord character. She's this mother kind of...
Well, she fucking flips back and like, okay, on that note.
Yeah.
So she throws a lot in with Charles Dance, who's the lead, head of this eco-terrorist. Yes. The film gives you a bit of a curveball that they've been kidnapped and are being held against their will. It turns out,
it was her call.
She's organized this with him and dragged her daughter into it along the way.
Yep.
Then we get to the film's climax, which is when the daughter, Millie Bobby Brown, steals this MacGuffin machine called the Orca, which somehow manages to enslave all Titans to
Whale
its will.
Whale sounds can fucking just control Titans. Fine.
Sets it off in Fenley Stadium in Boston. And then the mum, so worried about her daughter, changes her mind and completely goes to save the daughter and throw back in with the good guys. I'm like, this is fucking stupid. At this point, I'd stopped caring. But like, had I still been in, I'd have been like, what?
No, but more importantly, right? They've got thousands of people are dying around them, okay? Somehow she wrangles like seven military guys and they Humvee up to her house.
And then they land.
And they're all like,
No, no. Then they find the Orca. They land in the fucking whatever the dropship helicopter thing is. And take seven steps and there it is. I'm like, come on.
Perfect. Perfect. Oh, exactly.
It wasn't like there was a locator on it. The ruins of Fenley Stadium I think it's how you say Fenley Stadium.
Yeah, I think it's Fenway. Whatever. Fun. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
That's the place, very famous Red Sox home ground. Very famous. I can't be sure of its name. And they find it amidst rubble in the first 30 seconds. I'm like, well, this is the kind of film this is.
But even that, after they find that, they're like, you know, let's find the daughter. Let's drive all the way to the house and find the daughter. And there's people are millions of people, hundreds of people dying around them. And there's not even like the daughter has something that's important for them to defeat the Titans. I don't see how anyone would go, definitely take a squadron and go with these people and fucking, you know.
That's less bad to me than it is than just happening to walk straight across the thing. Because at least they knew where she was headed and I understand why the parents would do that. And we've established at that point, however tenuously, that the soldiers are linked in with Kyle Chandler's character enough. But the fact they didn't just shoot Vera Farmiga's character
is
interesting.
Bang, off you go. And this is, I thought Millie Bobby Brown, that girl, there was one scene where she was crying because she felt betrayed by the mother. She actually did quite a good job of it. So she wasn't, the performance is, I think it's the writing. The problem is the problem here.
Yeah, I'd agree.
You just don't care.
This is so the monster film. I don't know, they're the titular characters and all the rest of it, but the humans are such window dressing and they get in the way almost.
Yeah. It's crap. And you find out at the end of the credits that her theory was correct. Somehow, leveling the world, like it allowed new forestation to grow, and they basically have these news clippings saying that the waste of these kaijus is actually an amazing energy source and all this sort of shit that happens, right? And did you stay till the end?
Yeah, I saw Charles Dance's character get the
head of the thing. Head, we'll take it. Yeah, so they're totally. They even mentioned Skull Island, like in the
things. Godzilla gets glimpsed in a couple of dodgy fucking whatever they are drone shots and the like, which is setting up for next year or the year after.
Presumably King Kong.
Godzilla versus King Kong.
Yeah, so I mean,
I gotta say, maybe I'm out.
I was out before this.
The first Godzilla I didn't mind because I'd heard bad things about it and watched it. And I'm like, oh, that wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Kong Skull Island was a piece of shit. This is slightly better.
Yeah.
Because the tone at least is consistent. Like Bradley Whitford's character is trying to be comedic and failing spectacularly.
Yeah.
There's not one laugh in this movie that I got.
I think that the...
Whereas Kong Skull Island was all like, oh, John C. Reilly doing this.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Okay, I never saw it. But yeah,
saw Kong Skull Island? Didn't we do it for the show?
Maybe we didn't. I just didn't care. I've forgotten it because I just need more room for not that shit. So... Hey! Oh, I remember it now. Yeah, it was shit.
This is slightly better.
Yeah, I would say so. It's probably fine, but I'm not here for this. So you have to be a fan. You know what? There's fan service in the movie. And as I didn't give a fuck, I did recognize it was fan service. Oh, anyone who digs this shit is going to dig that, but I still didn't care. So it's not my movie, so let's temper that with the score.
Yeah, likewise. I'm done with kaiju films. They're just not my genre. I haven't seen one that I really liked, full stop.
Yeah, all
right. Closest I got was the original Godzilla, and I think I gave that 3 stars. So this is a very high for me. Final grading then, I'm giving this probably an overly high, if I'm really fair, 49.
John, mine's actually low. It's 40.
Hey! 40.
Doesn't mean I'm Negatron. It means you're Negatron. Oh, fuck off. Every time with this bullshit. I'm Negatron. What is that? Slightly Aussie depressed Megatron.
Negatron.
Oh, I'm Negatron, fucking cunt.
Sadly, that was funnier than anything in this movie.
True. Agreed completely.
All right. 49 and 40. It's definitely not a recommend. There are some people we know, some good friends of the show, the Epic Film guys. I'm genuinely interested to hear whether Nick and Justin can
One of those guys will dig it.
Justin will love it.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Justin. He loves everything. But Nick hates a lot of things.
No, Nick hates everything.
He somehow gives this a positive score.
It's happened before. Those guys like Solo. That movie fucking sucks.
And also all other podcasting buddies, So Wizard and Shaky Not Nerd and the like. I just want to hear what they all have to say. Because are we just being really unfair and harsh on it? Because I think I've been really fair. I really wanted to like this movie.
No, yeah.
I was down for the
spectacle.
You're
giving it close to a pass mark is big for you.
I was very close to it. Yeah, it's slightly better than Aladdin after you gave me the rules and wishes, whatever problem. But this is not a good movie. I'm surprised that Michael Dougherty would put something out that was so, so pedestrian after
what's he done?
The excellent Trick or Treat and the pretty good Krampus.
Okay.
All right. That's it. That's our review of Godzilla, bracket two, close brackets, King of the Monsters. Sorry, colon, King of the Monsters. let us know if you got it wrong. You can do so by hitting us up on our email address at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at thecountdownpc, or indeed through our Facebook listener community. Link is in the show notes. And finally, you can check out our show and all our other shows as part of the network. We are a proud part of ccradio.com.au is the website for Comic Confidential Radio.
Blam.
All right, that's it for us. We will catch you next Tuesday with the main show, and indeed the week after that with our next big review, which is, I think, oh God, X-Men Dark Wanker.
Dark Balls.
Catch you next time.
See you guys.
And that was the soundboard.
What the fuck? Oh, shit. It's worthless! It's worthless.